Numbers, chapter 4. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old and upward even until 50 years old, all who enter on the service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting, about the most holy things. When the camp sets forward, Aaron will go in, and his sons, and they will take down the veil of the screen, and cover the ark of the testimony with it. And will put on it a covering of sealskin, and will spread over it a cloth of all blue, and will put in its poles. And on the table of showbread they will spread a cloth of blue, and put on it the dishes, and the spoons, and the bowls and the cups with which to pour out, and the continual bread will be on it. And they will spread on them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of sealskin, and will put in its poles. And they will take a cloth of blue, and cover the lampstand of the light, and its lamps, and its snuffers, and its snuffdishes, and all the oil vessels of it, with which they minister to it. And they will put it and all its vessels inside a covering of sealskin, and will put it on the frame. And on the golden altar they will spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of sealskin, and will put in its poles. And they will take all the vessels of ministry, with which they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of sealskin, and will put them on the frame. And they will take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth on it. And they will put on it all its vessels, with which they minister about it, the firepans, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, all the vessels of the altar, and they will spread on it a covering of sealskin, and put in its poles. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, and all the furniture of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that, the sons of Kohath will come to bear it, but they will not touch the sanctuary, or they will die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting. And the charge of Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest will be the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the continual meal offering, and the anointing oil, the charge of all the tabernacle, and of all that is in it, the sanctuary, and its furniture. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Don't cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites. But do this to them, that they may live, and not die. When they approach to the most holy things, Aaron and his sons will go in, and appoint them each man to his service and to his burden. But they will not go in to see the sanctuary even for a moment, or they will die. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Gershon also, by their fathers' houses, by their families. From 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, you will number them, all who enter in to wait on the service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, in serving and in bearing burdens. They will bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tent of meeting, its covering, and the covering of sealskin that is above on it, and the screen for the door of the tent of meeting. And the hangings of the court, and the screen for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and whatever will be done with them, in them they will serve. According to the mouth of Aaron and his sons will be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, in all their burden, and in all their service, and you will appoint to them in charge all their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their charge will be under the hand of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you will number them by their families, by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, you will number them, everyone who enters on the service, to do the work of the tent of meeting. And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tent of meeting, the boards of the tabernacle, and its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets. And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service, and by name you will appoint the instruments of the charge of their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service, in the tent of meeting, under the hand of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the princes of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families, and by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered on the service, for work in the tent of meeting. And those who were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These are those who were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the mouth of Yahweh by Moses, and those who were numbered of the sons of Gershon, their families, and by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered on the service, for work in the tent of meeting. Even those who were numbered of them, by their families, by their fathers' houses, were 2,630. These are those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the mouth of Yahweh, and those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families, by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered on the service, for work in the tent of meeting. Even those who were numbered of them by their families, were 3,200. These are those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the mouth of Yahweh by Moses, all those who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the princes of Israel numbered, by their families, and by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered in to do the work of service, and the work of bearing burdens in the tent of meeting. Even those who were numbered of them, were 8,580. According to the mouth of Yahweh they were numbered by the hand of Moses, each man according to his service, and according to his burden, thus the numbering of each one, as Yahweh commanded Moses.